It's the Rogan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. If you're a Beatles fan, don't miss the top 5-5 today. Coming your way at 540 because of Carnival Wagon. But yeah, very interesting release today of previously unheard Beatles.
Ooh, unreleased.
Work. Beatles. Yeah. Something right there. Do you have one of those fitness trackers?
I don't have one yet. Nope. The Fitbits or that kind of thing. I mean, you have the thing that's built into your iPhone that does track your steps and things like that. But no, I don't have one of those special ones.
Anybody that does have one lets you know they do have one.
That is really true. It's like me if I'm sick or a Harvard graduate. It's the same thing. I always know because they tell you.
You're in the elevator, like, I'm 25% away to my my steps for the day.
I just hit 10,000. I'm like, cool.
Is that cool? No one cares.
Well, they want you to help them, you know, kind of cheer them on, Kev. Go. Yes.
Trip them.
I'm like, I don't know. Kidding. Is that good or not? How many steps do people averagely take each day? So I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Take your whatever they're called.
Fitbit.
So you don't want me to hold the elevator then?
A friend of mine and I were it had these, and she and I were, you know, like competing with each other over it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's what happened. It wasn't well, you know. It's
kind of fun. It could be in a good spirit, right? You're trying to
my ex-girlfriend and I had these, and we would get mad at each other. About the more her at me than anything else. When I'd be like, I need to go step 5 more steps and I've got my 10th.
Because she was well away from that kind of thing?
She would be upset.
Get it all competitive.
Yeah, and so we went to the garbage disposal, like the, not disposal, but the garbage, like in a building, you know, like, you know, like where you throw the garbage down the chute, right? Yeah. Went to the garbage chute and threw the Fitbits down the chute.
Oh, wow.
Was it causing problems just in general, kind of relationship issues?
Yeah.
Did she take one extra step?
Here, watch this. So it was quite. So anyway, I'm just saying that they're not necessarily the best thing for a relationship.
No. When you get competitive with it, I could see it.
So I'm saying, well, anyway, there's a story today. There's a new study out that says that these fitness trackers actually don't exactly track this stuff accurately, and they may be missing some key things that you're counting on.
Dear God.
Gosh.
The calorie burning stats are up to 93% inaccurate on some devices.
Oh, no.
That's only 7% away from being completely inaccurate.
You could be like, oh, I could have a chocolate sundae now. I'm ready.
Yeah. You know what I used to do? Wait till midnight. And then I'd be like, okay, I can order a pizza. My calories just restarted. I'm at zero for the day.
Oh, you do it by 24-hour basis?
Yeah, because an app would refresh it. So as soon as it hits midnight, you're at zero. You're like, I have no calories.
Okay. Apparently, could have done it at any point because it wouldn't have mattered if it's 93% wrong. That's crazy.
The highly sophisticated method of tracking metabolism is used in doctor's offices called indirect calorimetry.
What you said.
Having quite a day. That wristband tracks outputs for calories burned where, you know, that's a different sort of a situation. With these products, these products are anywhere from 20 to 93% inaccurate in terms of calorie burn.
How can that be?
Well, do you think it's because it's human error? We're putting the information in wrong, right? Like we didn't calculate.
No, well,
what
it's
we're eating
no, it's, it's like it is the a lot of these wrist kind of things are they're guessing what your calorie output is based on how much movement you're.
So they're guessing completely wrong,
right? And or some of them are also doing your pulse.
That's it. Yeah, they take your pulse and how many steps you take, and then they derive the other data from that.
Right, and they derive the data based on the notion of like your. You know, it's like heat. Some of them have your temperature too. They're trying to figure out how much exertion you're going through too. Because you know, steps are one thing. If you're taking 10,000 steps, your 10,000 steps of walking, the exertion is going to be different than 10,000 steps of running. I know they tell you there's no difference between walking and running. Really? Really?
Yeah.
That's why. That's why they walk in the NFL everywhere they're going. Well, the Bears are going to do it this year. But it's like, you know, no. There's a lot more exertion in running. So
you know what would have been funny if you were doing that competition? You put your Fitbit on the dog or something. You hit like 100,000 steps. I just thought of that loophole.
Yeah, that's very good. She's always looking for an angle. Do you ever notice that? That has nothing to do with anything.
Unless you have a lazy dog, and then you really wouldn't.
Yeah.
Be better to wear.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they get double the steps because they have four legs.
Mother of God, where is this conversation going?
But it's only in one. Forget it. Let's not even. No. Let us not even go there. Anyway, the point is this.
The point is that they're wrong, and if the calorie count is wrong, I know a lot of people rely on that.
Yeah.
So everybody get refunds then?
I don't think so. And what's interesting here too is that this test looked at seven of the most popular fitness tracker models, and this was done by Stanford in part,
mm-hmm.
and they compared two metrics: heart rate and calorie burning statistics. With medical tests, doctors, you know, in their office would utilize, and the heart rate measured up well to what, you know, a doctor's like an EKG test would be.
Mm-hmm.
With most devices only being about 5% off on that, but heart rate is, okay. You know, that's a pretty simple thing to be able to figure out on those devices, I would imagine. You know, whatever sensors they're using, that's, you know, on your wrist. That's where you do it anyway.
I would think too, the way people metabolize calories would be different person to person, so I don't know how you really could, you know, factor that in.
It's only 93% wrong. Don't worry about it. So right now, if like you or your spouse or somebody that, you know, they've got these things, your kids, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and they're using it, and they're like, and they're constantly bragging to you, I could have a triple ice cream sundae and deep dish pizza right now based on my caloric output. I want you to then turn to them and go, you know what? You're 93% wrong.
You probably don't want to do that.
Then I suggest that you go to whatever garbage disposal kind of item you have and then take that item and just throw it down there. I should have put it in a garbage disposal. It would have even been better.
So what are they going to do with these now? Are they going to completely redesign them? Like, well, for future, when you, if someone were to buy them a year from now, they're going to be completely different?
Well, remember, they had to do that. Fitbit had to do that in the first place because they were using something that was some scientists questioned. It was a material that they were, that was actually in the device that they said was probably not good for you.
Oh, no.
After the first couple of years of that, that they were having trouble. It was the thing that actually connects to the charging port.
Are they blowing up like some of those Galaxy phones?
No, but they had an issue, and then so Fitbit fixed all of that, and now they're out there. Now the Fitbit Surge, by the way, is the closest to being accurate here. It's only 27% wrong.
Oh. 30% wrong, 1 in 3.
It's the Guardian reports that the device with the most inaccurate calorie tracker is the Pulse On. 93% wrong.
Gosh, that's just too high, isn't it? I mean, you can't.
93% of the time, it is wrong.
Well, those things sell for $40.
So, yeah,
I just looked it up. Aren't the Fitbits like $150 or something?
Yeah.
Texter in the 630. I record more steps on my Fitbit when it's strapped around my ankle, because when you're holding it on your shopping cart and you move around, it's not the same as when your ankle is on your ankle.
That's interesting.
So that's what that person does.
Another 630 said, mine's completely inaccurate. I caught it counting steps when I was brushing my teeth.
Right.
Oh, no.
See, that'll do it. Because you're moving your arm.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
That might explain like 2,000 or 3,000 of the steps.
Bro, I haven't seen you get out of bed all day, and you're at like 5,000 steps.
What is that?
What's going on?
Or like doing your hair. I mean, it takes me like an hour sometimes to do my hair with a blow dryer.
Put it on your left arm, I think is what you, if you're right-handed, put it on your left arm. I think that's what we just learned. It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
A lot of problems with these Fitbits, it turns out. People are saying that they trusted them and that they were gaining weight even though they thought they were doing the right thing.
Yeah, turns out that at least on the calorie counting, this according to a study that was done in part by Stanford University, the calorie counting part of, and it's not just Fitbit, it's like in the entire, Fitbit is the best actually at this,
mm-hmm.
But in some of these other wristbands and, you know, telemetry, fitness recorders, turns out that they Not really. It's a kind of more of an educated guess in terms of you know what they're doing.
So you more or less burn 100 calories.
Yeah.
They might not work so good, but I think they make you conscious of your decisions, which is kind of the point of like always having it on your hand looking
at it. Keeps you moving.
Well, it keeps you thinking of what you're doing.
What are you up to right now?
On Fitbit?
Yeah.
It's only 93% wrong, so I don't know.
Are you up to, in terms of your, do you have your steps?
Oh, I don't have one.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, like, I think
I saw her moving her arm earlier, like she was trying to increase. What were you doing? Don't tell me. It's better if I don't know.
I was trying to show you that it's in the arm movement on the legs.
Okay. I thought for sure she was doing it because that was actually what was happening. But no, that was not what was happening.
That's why I'm always dancing, getting my Fitbit.
I see. Okay. All right. Kim Gordon is standing by. She's got the WGN News. And then the Knurble Wagon is going to roll. And I cannot imagine a day in which we have needed it more.